USA Radio News.
After showing little signs of engaging on the coronavirus pandemic this week as it rages across the country, President Donald Trump on Friday broke a long silence with an update on his administration's effort to support the development of a vaccine.
As a result of Operation Warp Speed, Pfizer announced on Monday that its China virus vaccine is more than 90% effective. This far exceeds any and all expectations. The vaccine will be distributed to frontline workers, the elderly, and high-risk Americans immediately.
The president also attacked a political foe, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, saying that an independent review panel Cuomo had set up would delay New Yorkers from getting inoculated. Meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that he had no contact with President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus transition team and sees no reason to quit to join that effort while there is so much work to do now. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Top military leaders admit to lying to the president. Tim Berg has more.
Jim Jeffrey, the United States' retiring special representative to Syria and the special envoy in the fight against ISIS, confirmed on Thursday that he and other senior administration officials routinely misled President Trump on troop levels in the Middle East. Jeffrey explains how he was, despite President Trump's promise to withdraw Americans from endless Middle East engagements, was able to convince the president to commit to keeping between 200 and 400 troops in the region to secure oil fields by U.S. allies and other strategic positions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Mexican senators on Friday began weighing a sweeping initiative to legalize recreational use and sale of marijuana, a proposal that could create the world's largest weed market in a country battered by a violent war against drug gangs. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Donald Trump has won the presidential battleground state of North Carolina over Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Trump campaigned aggressively in North Carolina with in-person rallies at the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Biden had largely kept off the physical campaign trail and did not personally visit the state in the last 16 days of the election. Biden's campaign hoped the counting of as many as 116,000 mail-in absentee ballots in subsequent days would overwhelmingly swing in his favor. Former Senator Joe Lieberman said while the country is divided, he gives credit to the president.
It says, of course, that we're a divided country politically. We just had an election, which is one of the ways the American people make the most clear where their heads are and their hearts are. President Trump really did better than most people thought he would. There is a division, and yet it's been the greatness of America that we've overcome those divisions. We've had a lot of tough divided elections over our history.
And Tropical Storm Iota should strengthen into a major hurricane by the time it smashes into the jungles of the Mosquito Coast of Nicaragua and Honduras on Monday, a region still recovering from the devastation wrought by Hurricane Ida. Iota formed on Friday afternoon, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center said it could be blowing winds of up to 120 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.